And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The mask is coming off at Columbia University, where leaked messages reveal acting president Claire Shipman's true priorities. In January 2024, Shipman wrote that the university needed to, quote, get somebody from the Middle East or who is Arab on our board. That came as she was actively plotting to remove a Jewish board member whose family fled Iran after 1979. Shipman called the Jewish board member, quote, extraordinarily unhelpful. Meanwhile, in Virginia, the Naismith School for the Gifted proved that gifted doesn't extend to moral clarity. After teaching students that Hitler was a strong historical leader and hanging a Palestinian flag in their gym, the school expelled three Jewish children whose parents complained about anti-Semitic bullying. The 11-year-old daughter was called a baby killer by classmates who said she deserved to die because of what's happening in Gaza. 11 years old, do they really understand what's happening? No, they're bringing that from home. And when parents approached the headmaster for help, he told them to tell their daughter to toughen up. 2 days later, all three children were expelled via email. Now that shows a backbone, doesn't it? The ideological capture of education also does extend beyond anti-Semitism, if you can believe it. It's gender madness as well. The Association of Title IX Administrators is teaching schools how to hide children's gender transitions from their parents, and this supposed nonpartisan organization charges schools $99 for training videos on how to implement enhanced privacy policies, allowing kids to change names and pronouns without their parents knowing. Speaking of institutional betrayal, the Supreme Court refused to hear the case of a Massachusetts teacher after she was fired for conservative TikTok posts made before she even worked for the district. Her crime? Calling Richard Levine Richard, not his desired name, Rachel. Justice Clarence Thomas issued a scathing statement calling the lower court's reasoning deeply flawed, noting they improperly discounted this teacher's First Amendment rights while accepting the school's purely speculative claims of disruption. There is some good news, however, from an unexpected source. Corporate America suddenly has discovered health consciousness. Hershey's has announced that they will be removing all synthetic dyes by 2027, joining Nestle's commitment to eliminate artificial colors by mid-2026. RFK also exposed how the CDC buried a study showing an 1,135% increase in autism risk from the hepatitis B vaccine, manipulating data through five iterations, while agency officials with pharmaceutical connections met in secret to discuss covering up the evidence. That doesn't surprise anyone whatsoever. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.